Kale, der Fußball-Podcast mit Sascha und Nils.
Football KO Podcast, and now we have a new guest, and how it's like tradition here, the guest himself to introduce himself.
Yes, I am Alex Strauss, football coach, head coach of Angel City FC in America, formerly with FC Bayern München Frauen. For 3 years, left in the summer, 49 years old from Norway, and really excited to be on.
Yeah, thank you very much. First, we would talk about your change from Munich to America.
Good.
How it goes.
No, it goes, it's fine. It's the weather is better over here in California, I must say. But it is a big transition. It's a different culture. It's a different, you feel further away from Norway, my native country. When you go from Norway to Germany, you feel closer than when you go from Germany to America. It's a different league. It's a different system. And I'm just trying to adapt and trying to find my feet over here. But it is a process, and it's very exciting, and this is what I wanted, to try to go out and challenge myself again and see if we can develop a new team and in a different context, and I'm really excited about that.
Can you tell us a little bit about the different art of football here in Europe and in America?
Yeah, the difference in football. I think it's a lot of differences. I can say one thing is what's on the pitch. It's a little bit more open. It's a little bit more transitional than it is in Europe, I must say. But also the structures are different. You know, we have a league, NWSL. There is no promotion and relegation. That affects a little bit. We have a different transfer system in America than we have in Europe, where we have the salary caps is one thing, that every team is allowed to spend the same amount of money. So it is a little bit the trading system and the drafting system and the cap system is different in America than in Europe. At the same time, I must say there is also a huge difference in the interest and the position that female football has in America than what I'm used to in Europe. And I'm not saying anything bad about, I loved my time in Munich and stuff, but here we play in our own stadium, which holds 22,000 and it's full every game. So in Bayern, we played at the campus and it was full every time but it's 2005. So, It is a huge interest in female football in America, and the facilities and training facilities is very, very good.
Yes, I know. Here in Europe is the female football. I will not say in the children's shoes, but it's not too big here as in America.
No, I think we are getting there in Europe. I think we are getting, it's been growing a lot for the last years in Europe and you see in the Champions League and the quality of the game is growing a lot and the interest is growing a lot. But I think that in America it started much earlier because you have had a very, very successful national team, and it's been like how can I say, the leading nation of the world, so in female football. So it is big, but we are, how can I say, different. So it's a bit detached from each other because we don't compete against each other. We have our own competition here in America, and we don't play in Champions League, and we don't do that. So it's very difficult to compare.
Yeah, I know. Okay, thank you. And now can you talk with us about your career? Your how do you come to the football?
Yeah, of course. Most of us who works in football is introduced to football when we are young children. So for me, it was when I was 6 years old. And from when I was 6 years old and until now, later this year, I turned 50. So for all of those 44 years, football has been the main part of my life when we separated from family and the closest persons that you work with. So football has been very, very in very, very centered in my life. So I started playing from a very young age, played through every youth team and until I got into adult football and played football on a semi-professional level in Norway and Scandinavia until I was 34, I think. And from there on, I went into coaching, and first in assistant coach, and then I took over as a head coach, but in men's football. So I worked in men's football my way in men's football from in Germany. You can compare it to Regionalliga, to second Bundesliga and to the first Bundesliga, but the same in Norway though, if you compare it to Norway. So I was assistant coach, head coach at the second Bundesliga level in Norway, and then in the first league in Norway, I was assistant coach for until 2018. Then I went into women's football for the first time and worked with my hometown team in Norway for 1 year, went to the national team of Norway, was there for 2 years, went back to my team again in Norway, and we became quite successful, won the league a couple of times and a cup, and then I got recruited to Bayern Munich, was there for 3 years, where we won we became Deutsche Meister for all those three years, and then the last season we also won the Super Cup and the Pokal. And then I went in this summer. I went to Angel City in Los Angeles. So it's been quite a long journey, but it's been very diverse. Been in very many different environments. Learned a lot, and I'm still learning now. I go to a new country, a new culture, to learn more things and new things, so I can become better.
Yes. Thank you. And the question that I have is, how do you come from the men's football to the female football?
Yeah, no, it's the thing is, I was with a team in men's football for 4 years. I think we were in the highest league in Norway, and my family, that was in a different part of where I'm from. So my kids were not that old that they live with me and my wife. We lived together in that city. And at some point they wanted, after 3 or 4 years, they wanted to go to return home to our home city. So then we moved home to our home city to be closer to family and stuff. And at that point, there was also, I got a request from my hometown club, if I was interested in coaching a women's team, and at that point I just ended my contract where I was open for new challenges, and I really wanted to stay. at home. So it was a good opportunity. And I always look at football as football. I don't separate the genders. I go and teach and try to develop. So it was never an issue for me to go from men's football to female football. But that was the main entry. And when I came into female football, I really, really liked to work with the players that we had. And we grew a lot and we developed a lot. So from there on, I've stayed in. I had offers for more interesting jobs in women's football than I had in men's football for the last 6 years. 7 years. So for me, it was an easy choice and it was an easy transition.
Okay. Yes, it's very interesting to hear this, and yeah. I think it's very very good to hear that. Do you don't think that gender is important for this?
No, not at all. I think the one thing I have is the criteria I have is I want to work with professionals. I want to work with people who wants to get better and wants to learn and be coachable and have a growth mindset and not a fixed mindset. If that is men or female, I don't care, honestly.
And how do you make the choice for you that you go from Norway out of Norway and then the big step to Germany?
It was an ambition I had for a long time. I wanted to coach outside my native country and to experience new cultures, to learn more. And I was lucky enough that I was quite successful with the team that I had in Norway. So there were interest from foreign teams, but also before I went to Germany, but it didn't feel right, you know. So when I spoke to Bianca Resch in Bayern Munich the first time, I really felt that this might be the chance that I have to take. At that time, Wolfsburg was the best team in Germany. It was a challenge. At the same time, there was potential and the team was really good and we just needed to adjust a little bit. And then there was a great opportunity to be successful also with that team. So I really appreciate the opportunity that I got from Bayern Munich to go to, when you first leave a relatively small country like Norway, that you get the chance to go straight into a big environment like Bayern to work with those players. And I think I adapted quite well, quite fast, if I'm going to be honest. And we won the first year, and from there on it was a good, nice journey. We just got better and better and better. So it was a big step. It is even though Germany and Norway are quite close to each other, it's still different in culture from Norwegian or Scandinavian to German culture. So I needed to adapt, and I think that when you bring what you're good at to a place and you adapt it to the circumstances that you're going to work in, I think you also grow as a person. I develop, and this is maybe also what I felt now at the end of my time in Bayern. It was like I'm pretty proud of what we achieved together there for the last 3 years, all the titles that we achieved and won. But maybe it's time for me to go and get a new challenge, to grow and take to see if I can grow into the next level on a personal point of view. At the same time, it's also good for players when they have a coach for some years that they also need new voices, new ideas for them to take the next step. So I think I'm very proud of what I left behind in Bayern, and hopefully I can go back at some time in the future.
Yeah, that would be great. I like Scandinavian too, and unfortunately I was not in Norway, because I was but I was in Denmark, and I liked the culture of the Scandinavians.
Yeah, you should go to Norway one time.
Yeah, I hope so. Good. I would like to ask you some questions that are for myself, and that what would be interesting is, do you have a big difference from America to Norway, or another round inside?
Yeah, it is a big difference to go here. It's still I've only been here for a couple of weeks, so still it's very early. But I can say it, put it like this: it is those differences I'm hunting. You know, it's what I want to experience, those differences, because I'm always gonna be. In 15 years time when I, or 20 years time when I go back to retire, I will always end up back in Norway, in Bergen. That's my home. That's where I'm going to grow old. But until I get to that stage in my life, I want to experience and have so many experiences possible. So in my last years on this earth, I want to reflect on all of these great memories.
Yeah, that's very... nice to hear, and very interesting to know this now. And I would like I think the biggest problem I say now is the time difference.
Yeah, it's big. I think I'm 9 hours behind you, so you probably would love to go to bed at this point, and I'm here. It's in the middle of the day, so it is a big difference to stay in touch with the family back home and my friends in Germany and my friends in Norway, and because I need to reach them when I go to bed in the evening, you get up in the morning, you know, and now you it's late over there, but we are in the middle of the day. So you need to fix all of these practical things that you have to fix and stay in touch with family and friends. You need to be structured on time.
Yeah. How do you manage this all?
With the time?
Yes.
No, it's just like I said. I have children. That I have one son who lives in Hamburg, who works in Germany, and that's a coincidence. And I have a daughter that lives in Norway. I have a structure. I have a routine that I call them. On my way into work, I go very early to work. I'm in my car at 6 o'clock in the morning to drive. So then I can. Speak to them. They have finished their work at home, so I can have my daily routine and talk to them and make the calls in on my way to work in the morning. And then I also give a call to family and friends in late in the evening, around 11 o'clock here in the evening, because then it's 8 or 9 in the morning over at your place. So then I can have talks. And in between there, it's difficult.
Yeah, thank you. And I have, we are near on the end, and I would like to ask you, do you have any guests for us to interview them?
Any guest? Yeah, I would say that you should interview Bianca Resch at FC Bayern Munich. She has a very interesting thoughts and has built this female division of Bayern Munich for the last 10 years or so, and to where it is now. She can give you a lot of insights of how Bayern München became the biggest and best also in the women's division in Germany.
Yeah, thank you, thank you. We write her on the list, and then we look at that we can bring she to our podcast, maybe.
Yeah.
So then I thank you for your time,
Thank you.
and it is tradition here in our podcast that our guest can say the last words.
No, I just, yeah, okay. No, I just want to say to all of the listeners, and since I was a foreigner in Germany, and I really loved my time in München, and München, I felt, now I talk about München, it was, I felt it like my second home, and it still does. And I hope that I can come back to Germany at some point and work in the Bundesliga and compete there and meet all my friends again. So I really appreciated my time in Germany, and not only in München, but all of the people who follows football and female football in Germany. I've got a lot of good friends over there.
Yes, thank you very much, and I hope we can see us is not the right word. I know. I hope we can we can.
Yeah, that you can experience this again,
Yes,
me in the football field.
you in the football or.
Yeah.
You with we can you can come to Germany again when do you want or
When the time is right, when the time is right.
yes of course yeah then thank you for your time
Thank you.
and I wish you all the best for your season
Thank you very much.
for your next seasons and for your next step. Nobody knows how the way it goes.
No, that's the beauty of football.
Yes, thank you, and
Thank you.
I wish you a nice day.
Thank you, and you have a good night.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Viva la Podcast. Podcasten muss sich wieder lohnen.
Wir bieten dir kostenloses Podcast-Hosting. Ohne Limitierungen.
Du kümmerst dich ums Podcasten.
Und wir kümmern uns um den Rest.
Und das Beste daran, du verdienst auch noch Geld. Ab dem ersten Hörer.
Der ersten Hörerin. Besuche uns auf kostenlos-hosten.de und informiere dich.
Teure Hostingkosten müssen nicht sein. kostenlos-hosten.de. Die Podcast-Re-Evolution.
Football Kale, der Fußball-Podcast mit Sascha und Nils.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.